January 9th. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Ephesians 4, verses 1 and 2. When I was out in the yard, I often saw our neighbor, Mrs. Vaughn, sitting in a chair by the window with the curtain drawn back. She did this to get more light on her Bible, which she read each day by the hour. Widowed long before, crippled and hard of hearing, she had every reason to complain. But she didn't. When I'd ask her how she was feeling, she would smile and go through the motion of locking up her lips. "Sag nicht," which is German for "say nothing," she would answer. Even when her tennis moved out, behind in the rent, she refused to condemn. "Sag nicht," was all she would say. Too bad she's gone. The world needs more Mrs. Vaughns. When you are tempted to criticize, to berate, to condemn another, you might do well to emulate Mrs. Vaughn. It is old but wise advice. When you can't say something good about someone, it is best to say nothing. Let my words reflect the love you give me, Father.